702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Right, let's go straight to the world of viral content. Ah, Kabazela.
Ah, good morning to you, Bella.
This is a really good idea, right? This is a good idea. Rlibogile was talking about solo dates just the other day, and that's certainly something I do to spoil myself. But talk to me about this woman. What does she want to do?
Yeah, I mean, so you think about it. You work hard every day of the week, and you at the end of the month, you get paid your salary.
And it's gone.
You know, it's gone sometimes in a couple of days. Or you've got a family, and the first thing that you do with the family is you spend it on the kids, you spend it on the missus and responsibilities that you have to take care of. And, you know, you often forget about yourself and self-love and little spoils for yourself. So this lady decided to, she posted on Twitter and she said she wants to normalize getting herself flowers every month for the remainder of 2023. And people reacted to it and thought, that's great. You know, you must do that. You must spoil yourself. And then she followed up with a post and said, you know what, bugger it. I didn't go for the flowers. I went and bought myself a pair of Steve Madden, sneakers, which cost $1,800. And that was her spoil. So she's now going to continue doing something for herself every month for the remainder of 2023. And I thought it's so important to do that and to look after yourself for a change, because like I said, sometimes you just neglect yourself because of other responsibilities. And it doesn't have to be something that is, you know, 1,800 grand pair of Steve Madden tackies. It could be something small, but it's a little treat for yourself just to remind yourself to say, you know what? I'm thinking of you. I care about you. Here's a little treat. Here's a little spoil. So the question this morning is, do you spoil yourself? And what is that one little spoil? And it could be big, it could be small, depending on whatever it is that you do and you can afford. But what is it that you do to spoil yourself monthly, maybe once a year, twice a year? Who knows? But you do something to spoil yourself.
Oh, I think solo dates for me, and that's why I even called in, I think, to Rilubukhila's show the other day when she was talking about this. Just a random coffee in a coffee shop, you know, a book, a good book, might be a spoil for myself. I even go to the movies on my own. So those are things I do for me specifically alone, because, you know, you can't do them really with other people. Yeah. How do you spoil yourself? I want to know. 011-883-0702. And what does self-love mean to you? Now, talk to me. Kids and chores, Kabazela.
Yeah, this is a interesting one as well, which I thought was an obvious answer at the start. But now I'm sort of in two minds here, considering all the responses to this tweet. So a lady, Mpumi Mtlambo, posted on Twitter. She said, at what age should kids start doing chores at home? And what kind of chores do you start them out with? And then hashtag hustle fixer. And I thought it would be an obvious one. I mean, when I grew up, you know, you had to wash the dishes from time to time, maybe clean the house or wash a car, et cetera, et cetera. But other people have come forward and said kids shouldn't be doing chores. They should be focusing on homework. They should be focusing on reading. They should be focusing on playing outdoors. And a lot of responses were like this, Bongles. And then other people were said, well, I've seen these people who don't do chores as kids. When they get to adult life, they don't know how to use an iron. They don't know how to put the washing machine on. They don't know how to cook an egg, et cetera, et cetera. So it's such a, I think, you know, a balancing act there. And also some people were saying, well, you know, you mustn't make them do chores. Maybe just give them activities to do and rephrase the word chores and, you know, almost like a punishment kind of thing. So do you have a sort of a set list of chores or activities that you make the kids do in the house to teach them some of these skills which they will need later on in life? And at what age is the appropriate age to start doing it and to balance time between homework and these activities, etc., etc.?
What? Basic chores? What do you fight about with your kids in terms of the things you want them to do around the house? You finished dinner, oh, I don't know, the average family might have dinner at 6 o'clock, 6:30, right? There it is, 7:30, it's almost bedtime. Do you make the kids wash the dishes late at night? What are your thoughts around that? How do you balance discipline, teaching your kids, giving them the skills, teaching them self-reliance, and making sure that they can still obviously focus on their schoolwork? Chores in the home. Let's talk.